Hey mga Kumaras and Kumpares, Mars Whatna is now a part of Bunk Collective, podcast that came to play. Have a listen to this other podcast, one of many amazing shows exclusive to Bunk.
A new world has come for the cinematic universe we live in.
Leave your belongings and make sure you're ready to enter in this new world.
This is Cinephiles, a podcast created by two self-proclaimed cinephiles who love talking anything about films.
Catch us every Wednesdays and Saturdays at 6 p.m. on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So join us as we enter into the new world of Cinephiles.
Hi, it's your Mars,
Cheng Babe,
and Beshavai Galiwao here.
With our new segment, Mars
Unwind Rewind!
Sup, Mars? How was your week?
Well,
my god.
Para tayong ulol all the time with this intro na walang intro.
Well. I went camping with my husband.
Nice.
It was nice. Well, the hike going there was tiring, and the hike going back is like deadly also. So we had like leg day, but it's worse than the campsite, even though we're not supposed to camp. Yeah. Don't tell anyone. And ano pa? My husband and I recently watched Moonlight. So it's in Disney Plus. It's a Marvel show, diba, Mars?
Yeah.
And then we've been talking to a tattoo artist.
Wala lang. We just like talking with tattoo artists. No, not for any reason.
You know, we're just like, hey, I want to chat with you lang.
We're going to interview them. But okay, yes, because we're planning sometime soon to get a tattoo.
Not the like BFF type, it's the we'll have our own special design.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
custom made.
Mwah.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's a different style for you, but you haven't gotten any color tattoos.
I do have the small little starfish on my thigh. That's my first colored tattoo, but I don't know. I've been really into like kind of delicate fine line tattoos recently, and I've been wanting to get a flower one for a long time now. So I'm gonna put it in my shoulder blade. It's gonna look quite tight. Yeah.
It's gonna look so cool.
Yeah. I'm never gonna wear shirts again.
Shirtless.
So, you know. Anyway, but for me, besides that, yes, definitely talking with the tattoo artists and consulting art and all that, I was also kind of like fulfilling my artistic theater kid side by performing for the children I teach or babysit, whichever profession you want to call that. But yeah, I've sort of done like a volunteer kind of like online camp, storytelling, singing, sing-along classes that's been going on for 2 weeks now, and it's kind of fun. These kids are so full of energy. I was like, damn, children, look at you. I don't know when I was once that energetic, but I'm sure I was at one point. But they're very cute, and when they're really involved and interested, and they ask the cutest questions, and yeah. And they're like, what's your name again? Oh, I like the way you teach, and I like your stories. Aww. You're not boring. And I'm like,
success. Flattered.
Nabudol ko yung bata.
Good job.
Yeah.
You also sang to them.
Yes, because, yeah. Wala lang. It's you know, this theater kid inside wants to come out, and I'm like performing for them. I'm Moana one day. I'm Mirabel some days. That was one day I was Hercules complete with costumes. So,
diba? So may effort, makeup. Mm-hmm. Did you'd have like a wolf nose and stuff like that?
Yes. Those children will never know how much I put into each lesson.
You're doing good. You're doing good.
Thank you, Mars. Thank you. Speaking of, like, complimenting each other and being supportive and stuff, Mars, our episode last week was about our friendship or long-term friendships.
Yes. What's up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 10 years plus in the running. Actually, when you think about it, it's 20 plus years in the running.
Right? It's so crazy. It's the longest. I mean, like, at first you would go like, oh, okay, like family friend type of friendship. But then no. Mm. Our parents don't even know each other.
True. They haven't really met. But of course, definitely they're aware of each other. And like, oh, my mom would always be like, oh, when you're in Hong Kong, are you going to meet your friend, si Pumikpik? Though she always gets she gets confused by your surname sometimes. She goes, mom Pumikpik, mom, it's Pumikpik, Michelle Pumikpik. Now gula pa. But yeah, definitely you have been a constant presence ever since in the beginning of my child making friendship.
Wait, you have a kid?
Sabaw po ako. Friendship making, friend making, not even, what am I saying, basta establishing friendships, the beginning of making friends. You have been the name that has popped up the most.
I'm like, wait, how, who?
I don't have enough friends. I need to make one of my own. Make a child, your friend forever. Okay. I mean, we covered this now in our, like, briefly in our episodes all throughout, right? But it's like we're going deeper into, like, how it applies to, like, friendship in general. Like, other people can relate din na parang, what makes a good friendship? What makes a friendship toxic? What makes it last? And all those beautiful topics that people can be like, oh, they can apply it to, yeah. Yeah, so that potentially their friendships that could start out as just casual work friendship or just, you know, friendships of not convenience but passing friendships to make it long term din. Ganun.
True. Eto, shall we start with the quotes?
Okay. Yes, there were many. Amazing.
Oh, but then we're gonna use it for highlights. That's okay. We have, like, audio and then highlights here. This is what you said. That's what every introvert needs. A far more socially adaptable introvert to bring you out and expose you to different people. Why would you say that, Mars?
I don't know what I was on that day, but man, I was on point. Because I know people always assume that parang, oh, an introvert needs an extrovert to be able to bring this person out of their shell or introduce them. But I'm saying, like, yeah, like, it could be two introverts that are, like, one who's more willing to, like, you know, just two people who want to help each other, build each other up, and kind of experience new things together. So I think that would be a gateway to forming, besides that friend that you have, parang expanding your circle somehow. Yeah. So I think that's what I meant.
Yeah. I mean, like, you said you're an introvert. I feel like at some point din ako din. Like, okay, wait, I don't know. And then you have that, hey, meet my friend, Kita. Hey, meet my friend. Sweet. It's nice we have those moments where we're, like, the total opposites of each other. And sometimes, you know, you'll be the extrovert, I'll be the introvert, and then we vice versa then.
Yeah, we guide each other through moments that were not, like, unfamiliar territory. Like, if one person's more comfortable, like, oh, this is my kind of area of expertise, you're like, well, these are my people that I'm familiar with, this is how I can acclimatize you, whatever that word is, but parang how to make you feel more comfortable in this environment. I like that you we're always constantly supportive of each other in that way.
Speaking of that, we did say, like, how we love to introduce each other's friend group to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, this is my friend. I feel that, I feel like that's how our friendship is growing. Mm-hmm. I guess because we're willing to open up, like, our friend group to each other, and yeah, it gets bigger and bigger, and then our relationship with others gets better, I guess, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
Instead of saying like, no, these are my friends only.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's very cool that you can be like, not like, because you're not putting a wall on people, like bordering them. Like, parang ito, akin lang to, right? You're like, yeah. Exposed, like willing to let them freely discover your other friends and yeah, like so that when you see them hanging out, it's not like, oh, I feel left out because they're the ones lang hanging out. Like you're mature enough to be like, yeah, look at them, I'm connecting over something, like it, like forming a different kind of bond, but still, like, you know, somehow I'm involved there too, you know.
But do you think it comes in age where you get jealous of like your friends hang out with?
For sure. Right. For sure, that's very, I can't say that, but like that was me in high school, definitely grade school. That whole like, away bate away, oh sige, that's your friend, best friend mo na siya, hindi mo na ako best friend, ganun.
Really?
Yeah,
hindi mo na ako lab.
No, I don't know what it was. No, because I like, yeah, anyway, na share ko na to, like my close friend at the time nung grade school when I moved there, diba? They, after basta some sort of misunderstanding, suddenly they fenced me out and they were like, oh, we'll form a group and we all don't like you. We're really? All friends with each other, but you're not there. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, yeah, we were going to talk about real connection, which comes with age, then.
Yeah, so maturity, here, definitely.
Oh, what's this? Especially here in Hong Kong, if you don't set a date. If you don't set a date, walang mangyayari.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because it's like fast-paced here in Hong Kong.
Yeah, so it's all about like, because we've discussed before like different types of friendships and stuff, but if you really are invested or you see potential in like forming something that's like beyond a casual, all the just meet for coffee type thing, like if you feel like you connected and you want to take it the further step in a like continuous kind of friendship, you really need to make an effort to build upon that, you know, like it can't be just like dapat salitan. Like if one person one day said, oh, let's meet for coffee or dinner, then you're like, okay, accept the offer. And then if not, then you offer an alternative, right? And then you just need to find ways to constantly, as in, involve yourself in each other's lives, because if not, like you'll just continue down your current thing without this person.
Yeah, because other people might say like, oh, sobrang plain naman, it doesn't have to be like every other hangout. There should be another one. It could be understandable naman where you're like, okay, she hasn't texted in a while, baka busy, maybe I'll let her be. And then a few weeks later just ask like, hey, how are you doing?
Those very casual check-ins, they go a long way. Like even though it's like, like actually, what was it? I read somewhere that a friend just posted something. I like those low maintenance type friendships. Na parang, but when you're with each other, it's like not a day has passed. Na you know what I mean? Like you just resume where you left off. Yeah. So I kind of like that. Na parang, well, you and I have always been like that. Na parang, even if the years that have separated us, when we did see each other, it's like parang, oh, it's you. It's like you're my Mars from like way back when. It's like we were never absent from each other's lives. Like it was just instant that we would always like continue out. Yeah.
I think because we're weird and we click with our weirdness.
Exactly. Nobody else gets this brand of weirdness. Yeah. I mean, Jessa definitely can vibe with that.
Oh my gosh,
and
yes,
some people. And once you meet Nicole, for sure, she will.
I want to.
From her laugh alone, you will just love her. Because she's one of those people that have the funniest laughs. Na matatawa ka lang from her laugh, not even the joke. Sa tawa niya. So, yun.
Game. Seriously, pandemic.
So, one of the things we covered then is if we met at a different time, because we've been discussing, oh, we met at a young age and we continued from there. But paano if we met this time, like this age, as in late 20s, and then we were like, oh, you're already married, I'm still not married, but you know, like what if something else, like, okay, and Jessa introduced us, or, you know, another friend of us, like, how would we have?
Yeah, you did. We did share that our and patience won't be the same. We would click, we would go like, oh, she cool. Oh, she get my joke. But then we won't be very understanding with like, okay, why is she like this? Why is she saying that?
True. Yeah, there's so much because the layers to our friendship, it goes way back, so that you know where I'm coming from, even if, like, let's say I say a joke that is awkward or do something that is not really normal, you're like, okay, I see her because I know her. Yeah. But if not, I would be like, oh. Imagine.
Is she bright?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely. Yeah. Oh, so we talked already about this jealousy with friendships, yeah, but you're like, but yeah, it's like a conscious effort then, kasi, right? If you're like, if you do have a friend that's really close and then you're with a group of people that are like fairly new to the group, you don't want them to feel like, oh, you're just always constantly having inside jokes. You want to kind of like throw it. So like include them. Yeah.
Speaking of that, can we talk about Kumu here?
Okay, go ahead.
So we've been using Kumu to interact with some of the listeners, and of course, like Kumu, you'll meet new people with tambayans and stuff. And I noticed, like, sometimes when you go to different tambayans, they would just chat amongst themselves. Or you're like, well, I wanted to stay here to get to know you guys, but seems like you're busy, so I gotta go.
Like, I get it. Like, I guess the thing though, because like the podcast, right, that's what we're doing, and then people can just listen in and like, oh, okay, feel like, oh, I'm part of this like dynamic. But the thing with Kumu is that they can interact with people in real time, so it's like they should be also like aware then, like, sure, they're enjoying each other's company, but part of the whole interaction or the whole Kumu of it all is like, while you're laughing amongst yourselves, you should also see then that there are people who want to join in and kind of like involve them more, so that they don't feel left out. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, we could talk about our Kumu experience. That could be one of our themes. Ideas while we're making a podcast episode right now.
Write it down. Step.
Cool. But I think friendship being more than friendship.
It's like, I think you're talking about when someone wants to take it to the next level, like a friend becomes interested in you.
Oh, yes. And you did share that. Wait, this is not platonic, right? Is this platonic?
Oh,
yes.
These ones, I think, were the ones that were interested in you, like your guy friends that suddenly developed feelings. So you said na parang for you, when you did reject them, they still, you needed to give space to them?
Ah, oh, yes. Mm-mm. But then when you shared...
So yes, because like I said, yung mga guy friends ko are like, I do have them, but then the ones that I get really close with, they usually become interested in me. And then, well, I guess nagka-developans feelings sis. Yeah, and then naging Joakels ko sila.
Joakels.
Yes, that happened. Yeah.
Aww, look at that.
Yeah, but yes. It's cool then. I don't know. I feel like friendship to lovers, it's a different kind of dance. Like a
kissy my fall.
Yes.
Would you say, yeah?
I don't know. I feel like there's the side of me that's like a romantic dreamer type thing, that interactions that I have with people, sometimes I'm like, in my head, I could already see things. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, am I oversharing? TMI ba?
No. Share as much as you want, Mars.
Nah, okay. I once told Kevin this, nah, when we first hung out, as in like a casual, I knew he wanted to be friends, but I also felt like I knew he was also interested in me because he asked for my number, right? So we hung out and then we watched a movie. And then there was some time that we were talking and I feel like I could see us doing this for a long time. I could see like we could be talking like this forever, like, I don't know. I just already pictured like a whole life, and I was like, "Shit, not good."
Did you tell this to Kevin?
Yeah, I did.
Ah, what did he say?
Kenny Lingsiko. Yeah. So like, I could picture like a life with him. But this is like later on. But you know, when you're like dating na, I don't tell this to people in the
They'll
beginning.
They'll be scared.
Yeah, sorry, I'm intense that way. No, but like, yeah, it's like sometimes I, you know, I'm not sure what it is. Am I an empath? But when I get the gist or like a feel of people, it's like I'm like, huh, this feels good, and I want to keep experiencing that kind of feeling. So that's how I try to seek out people. But yeah, I need to learn how to be like, yeah. Yeah, not to scare people away. Yeah, hey. I have the feeling we're gonna be friends forever. don't scare
I can
them.
See our future. Imagine so me weird. Like Mars, like calm down. Then you're gonna do it again.
Imagine me totally as a child that had told you this, Mars. Like, you know what, Mars? You know what a podcast is? It doesn't even exist, but we're gonna be having one together.
I like, go to my mom like, mommy, she's
this
scary.
Child's scaring me.
Yeah. So you
because like you say, imagine if we have a podcast and stuff. So yeah, during the podcast we do have a disagreement, right? But did we ever had like a disagreement before the podcast?
I know that you got upset one time, but like it was because you were disappointed that I couldn't be here for an event.
I think it's Harold's birthday and it was COVID.
Oh.
And you and Kevin were scared, like, because this is the beginning of pandemic, right?
Okay.
Yeah. But then it's understandable, naman, diba? But yeah, I don't think it's an argument where like, oh,
yeah, it was just like we've expressed like, yeah, being like, oh, like sad, disappointed. Sayang. Never, never, naman, like we're like we exchange words or something. Yo. Yeah,
but we know what to do now
for sure. We give each other moments to like express what's upsetting us, and then what can we do moving forward? Yeah,
yeah. I guess that made our friendship grow more because other people would go like, okay, we're arguing and stuff. I don't want to talk to you anymore. They would just end it from there where we are like, no, we are willing to like fix this and we don't want to end it just because of this. I guess that's why friendship would last because you're willing to not give up on it. Wow. that.
Yeah, definitely. Like with every relationship, you put in the work, you need to see it through, you grow together, willing to like, you know, give others chances and then work through it and improve, be better versions of yourselves.
So true.
Oh, what is this one? I think it's kind of sad when you have to force friends to take your side. Is it in an argument? Like,
yeah, when a group of like you have a group of friends and then maybe one or two are arguing and then they would go like, hey, do you take her side or my side?
Oh, just yeah, I'd rather be outside away from this.
Yeah. Outside.
yeah, that was one that I said ba yung secretly I may take signs. But like, yeah, if it's their problem, I'd rather you guys like discuss it amongst yourselves because my input in this doesn't actually, it involves me because I'm both your friends, but then the actual rift is between you two. So I feel like you guys can be grown-ups enough to like figure
it out. If you're involved, and then they'll go like, Bethany said this. No, Bethany said this. That's not what you're talking about.
Don't misquote me.
Yeah. So it was just our conversation. Why are you sharing?
Exactly. Like, what are you doing?
Cut it out.
This is between the two of us. I know. So, like, definitely, since we discussed, like, why we have, like, a good relationship, friendship, but like we also talked about like unhealthy friendships, like something about like relationship of convenience, like I don't know, I feel like those are the ones that you just like text each other when you need something,
or you know, like if you need someone to accompany you places or just go to an event.
It's like, hey, how are you? Could you do me a favor?
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Like,
we haven't talked in years, and you're asking me to do. I don't know. I mean, like, I would understand if, like, hey, you want to hang out, you want to, like, catch up, like, get the relationship going before you go, like, hey, can you
please? Ako naman, hiyang-hiya ako to ask other people for favors. I mean, if I can help it, I don't want to ask people to like, you know, do things unless I absolutely have to. But y'all is like, talk to, like, at least, like, talk to me first. Like, at least get to know me first before you want me to, like, you know, give you things. I'm not a cheap date. Like,
wow.
At least wine and dine me first before I get to the good part.
You gotta entertain me too. Wow.
I want to see what you have to offer, and then I'll give you what I have to offer.
Here's a contract, so here's like my expectations. Wow. Prove each other's decision, Mars.
So are we
with other things? We don't always agree on things. But yeah, we still let each other grow and learn at the same time. So it's fine. Like if someone asks for advice, we're there, and you know, what's your take on it first?
We definitely give each other room to, if ever, like, do things our own way, and then if it's not working, that's when we like say, okay, maybe suggest this. Definitely. Because like you said, we go about things differently. What works for us doesn't necessarily work for the other person, but like, definitely I got your back with whatever decision you have. So like, even if I may not agree with it at first, like if something does go wrong, I'm like, how do I help? How do we get this back to like going in the right direction or something?
That's what I like about us. It's like we always have that willing to help and be there.
And then I think that's just a testament to what I was saying about you as a person. Like, you're just a good person, and you attract really good friends.
Look and at I'm that. Also we're talking about being proud of each other.
The sad part then about, like, I mean, like we were talking about, like, reconnecting with people then, like, from, I think I talked about my high school friends, because I do miss a lot of my high school friends, and the distance has made it kind of hard. But yeah, definitely we do message and chat a lot more, and do Zoom calls and stuff like that to catch up. But I'm hoping for the day that the COVID is over and I can fly home and then celebrate with them. I don't know why I became Southern. Just catch up. Stuff like that.
I guess it'll be nice once it's like better than, I don't know. I feel like when pandemic is not that crazy, you can go travel as much and then go like, hey, I'm here in the area.
Honestly, I'm gonna, like, if we're either by, we've had plans, you and I, to just fly home and just do a stick, like, vacation island hopping.
Yes.
Yeah, if I could do that, I'm gonna just drag you and, like, these are all my friends. Friends meet friends.
You got my like passport and ID, so yeah.
Yes. I'm gonna do that because, like,
change in our friendship. What are the changes? Do you change? I think we share more than before, or I feel like we always share stuff.
Yeah, we're always constantly sharing. We have no filter.
It's like, sa toilet na naman ako. Ako din.
Yeah, I guess then it's also like, as in, as it just changes like the topic on conversations, I guess, like as we Ooh. We reach different stages in our lives. Mm-hmm.
So true.
Yeah, like what started out as, I guess, we would talk about when we were kids, what did we used to talk about? Playing.
Toys.
Games, yes.
Play-ish.
Play-ish. Common crushes on this boy.
Oh my God.
With, it sounds like Dustin, but it's not Dustin.
You remember his name? What's... Oh, yes, yes.
The we boy dropped
that got injected with an eraser. I don't know if I shared that.
But yeah, you did, you did. Ambition.
I got rejected. But he... The busted all. My goodness.
He didn't deserve those erasers, Mars.
Damn. I bought it with my baon money. What? Well, where are we now? People just change. We need to... Oh, yeah. We talked about how maybe friendship won't last because they don't agree or accept the changes you might like be like they don't accept the changes, like maybe mm-hmm. work wise, time wise, the way you think. So they're like, okay, you've changed, I don't like you already, you used to do this, mm-mm, you used mm-mm. to be fun, and now you're like very boring and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know, it's like, it's like just life in general. People are gonna, it's like bring the faces of the moon per se, you know, like we're different all the time. We're never gonna be a constant thing. Like, so sure, the essence of us will be, oh, you're Michelle and Bethany, but it's like you need to also kind of constantly shift, right, to accommodate then the different sides of this friend of yours, especially if you're like all out with this friend. So you can't be like, oh, I remember you being this, but now I won't be your friend because of this. It's like, I mean, yeah.
Because you just don't get what you want.
Uh-huh. Excuse me.
Yeah, so yeah. French, I really don't call them friendship if they're very unhealthy. Those mm. type of relationship, you could say. I feel like they just want to get something out of you instead of like, hey, we can grow together, you can do this. Mm. But they're like, no, I'll do better, so I'm not going to share my information. And I don't know. It's one-sided. I don't like those.
So we're like saying good friendship, they last, stand the test of time. Stand the test of time.
That's you.
But Padip quotes are this person feeling. She's like, I'm dropping the knowledge. These things.
You didn't even drink. He's like, I just thought of it.
You know, I was just that day, all my thoughts, they just aligned. I'm like, wow, this girl can, she thinks. She's deep and shit. She's philosophical. Yeah. So yeah.
And speaking of that, like you were very vocal in your like wisdomful quotes. And yun guy, I feel that even though it's a negative thing or you feel uncomfortable, it's best to say it instead of like holding it in and then all of a sudden you burst out saying all the things you're like not happy with, where you guys could have fixed the problem. So it'll be super awkward when you guys actually argue. So it's best to be vocal, I guess. Even like if it's expressing. Negative.
Yeah. That's true. Not good to bottle up emotions.
Yeah, because sometimes we get like scared. No, shit. My friendship with this person might change if I tell her this. But you, have you experienced, Mars, like somebody actually tell you, other than like our friendship, did they ever tell you like, oh, I don't like it when you do this and that? Would you prefer they tell you, or would you prefer like, okay, we could just move on, you didn't, it's not a big deal. Why do you have to say it?
I mean, depends on how they tell it. But I'm sure definitely the way I get the reality check or the people that ground me are definitely family and my boyfriend. But like friendship wise, yes, I've had, you know, sorry, I just remembered something. But like, you know, we used to have these things in school. It's called like retreat, which is where
you guys sometimes write letters for each other, like palancas. So you write a letter to your friend and like you read it later on. But yes, I had a whole letter from some friends and they discussed things of like where I could improve. Or like, so it's mostly like, and I used to keep those letters. Like honestly, those letters were like, I used to treasure them because I'm sure like there was stuff there that was kind of like, oh, kind of hurtful and sad, but it's not like with ill intent. It's more like I see that you're too kind, and then sometimes people abuse you, that you're too sweet and too kind. You need to stand up for yourself more, be more assertive. So it's like, it's because they care. That's why I really wanted to keep those. Or like one of my friends were like, I remember before I used to be so insecure, and then I saw you each year or each month you said you couldn't do something and then you were able to achieve it, so I was so proud of you, manga nan. So I was like, damn. So yes, like definitely I did have friends like, yeah, write it down, never told it to me face to face, but they've expressed na parang, I feel like all these things that you tell yourself that you keep expressing, people don't even notice it till you tell it, because honestly we think that you can do so many things and you're so talented and this and this and this, and you should actually be more proud of your talents. So people have told me things that I can improve, and yes,
it's very helpful. They're very honest, honestly, about it.
Constructive criticism, I feel like if it's voiced in a way that is like, oh, they wanted to help you, but if it's like just said for being to be mean, you know what I mean? Like said na parang something that you can't actually improve, I'm not so accepting of such things. But no. If it's a thing that it's like talaga meant to like, oh, help you in a way, you know? Yeah, it really does depend on the delivery then how people will accept these suggestions or you know.
What's so weird, like how some people they would purposely agitate you, like they would really make you angry and upset, and they feed off of it. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm. They get a trip, they get off. So messed up, dude. Like, what kind of friendship is this? Like, what kind of relationship is it that you need to trigger me to? I don't know. Like, what do you want to achieve?
Well,
yeah, I don't know. That's definitely toxic.
Yeah. Overall, I feel like yung mga advices natin, like for siblings, for like work relationship and like friendship, it always comes to communication and space for each other and being patient.
Yes.
So yeah, like it's a common theme. Yeah, like even though what we said, like, oh, we're going to talk about relationship, it's not just about like couples and stuff, it also relates to other relationship, which ties to communication, and it's like paulit-ulit, but then we tend to not think of
it. True. But, yeah, because I like definitely like you saying then that people were social beings, and we need to be able to exercise this tool, which is words, communicating effectively to be able to exist with each other in a peaceful way. Yeah. So that's why it's cool. It's cool because in the core of it all, we're all just basically just the same. Not like you said, like relationships are just similar, very similar with each other. Like the core of it is just people caring for each other and wanting to achieve a certain goal, which is like, you know, live
connection
peacefully and connect with each other. So in order to do that, you need to be open and honest and like have a common goal with each other, and that's what's gonna take it from like just some stranger there to someone that's in your life forever, let's say 10 plus 20 plus years. So yeah, I love these conversations, Mars.
it's nice. I mean, like we get to have episodes na tayo lang, but then it's nice when we get to talk about our friendship and we talk about like how others would deal with it then. So, yeah. Mm-mm. It's nice.
It is nice.
This is Mars. Unwind, rewind. Baba you.